How to Prepare a Meal with Unconditional Love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. How to prepare a meal with unconditional love. All of the meals that we eat during our lifetime, three or more a day, are meals that are prepared for us by individuals or ourselves. And how we prepare these meals is an indication of what these meals do to our life. Number one, do we think that the food that we eat is the finest food available in the universe? That's a starting point. If we think that the food that we eat is the finest food available in the universe, then the food is going to be very, very good. It's going to be very desirable. It's going to be very fulfilling and very rewarding. It's going to be marvelous in every way. Now, this is not the case. We look at the food and we say, oh, this is this piece of, these carrots are old. And we look at the other types of things and we say, oh, they're not so good. And we look at the things that we are eating and we're saying, oh, gee, this isn't so good, that's not so good. Or, oh, this is wonderful. But do I want to put that on the table with all the rest of the stuff? This is so good, it'll just outshine everything else. Or do we just make a wonderful meal of saying, let's see now, who am I making this meal for? Myself and my family. Myself and my friends, myself and my restaurant, myself and whoever it is that we're making the meals for. And once we've decided that, then we've decided that the meal, if it's a ritzy restaurant, it's going to have to be ritzy in appearance. If it's going to be a casual diner, it's going to be a casual meal, but very good, quality food, delicious in every way. If it's going to be at home, going to be depending on whether it's just for me or whether it's for my family or whether it's friends coming in for the evening. Now, all these things are considerations. If we were to wrap ourselves with unconditional love, it wouldn't matter what we were making the meal for. It wouldn't matter whether we were making the meal for one person or 100. It wouldn't matter whether we were making the meal for ourselves alone or for our dearest beloved. When we make everything we do with unconditional love, when we cook with unconditional love, when we prepare the table with unconditional love, when we prepare the plates and the saucers and the cups and the glasses, and when we prepare the knives and forks and spoons and all of the paraphernalia that we use with unconditional love. I'm often amused as I look at some people who are preparing the cutlery to put on the table, and they see a spoon and there's a little piece of food that didn't get washed off in the dishwasher, and so they take their fingernail and they scratch it off. And then they rub it with their finger, and so it looks all shiny and fresh as though it were okay. Well, now, you don't do that. You don't do that. If it was not washed properly, you just put it back in the washing machine. You just put it back to be washed. You do not scrape it off with your fingernail. When you have a plate, and that plate has a thumbprints all over it, you don't take your blouse, your shirt, your apron, and wipe it clean. You put it back in the dishwasher. You put it back to be washed. If anything is less than perfect, you don't put it on. If any glass has a chip out of it, you immediately take that glass and put it in the trash. If any plate has a chip off of it, you immediately take that plate and dispose of it. You'll never buy any new ones as long as you're still using the old ones. But anything imperfect does not go on your table. At least, it does not go on my table. How to prepare a meal with unconditional love? Well, whenever you are preparing the meal is the entire picture. It's not a drive-through restaurant where you pick up a boxed package and you take it out and you eat it in your car. But it's a meal, and even a boxed meal has to look attractive. When you open up a McDonald's boxed meal, or a Burger King, or anybody else, and that does not look nice, it looks sloppy, it looks terrible, you don't want to eat it. I've gone to some Chinese restaurants, and I was going to take out some of their food. And I looked at the plate that they made and served to their customers, and then I looked at the tray that they made to serve to the customers, and it was just as beautiful. In fact, the tray that they sent home with the people was filled even more abundantly than the plates that were given to the people for their meal in the restaurant. This sort of abundance, this sort of generosity, this sort of grandness is good, but it's not good. Now, in a quality restaurant, you are given a modest meal, a good meal, but a modest meal. It's not overwhelming, but it is just enough potatoes to satisfy you, just enough veggies to delight your palate, just enough of the main course to make you feel that was good fish or that was a good steak. And it wasn't a whole plate full of steak. If you're going for a plate full of steak, you go into a steakhouse, and then that's what they plan on having for you. But if you're going to a quality restaurant where they cater to the quality diet, to the quality appetite that people have, they do it with unconditional love in a most perfect way. They know what portions are. Now, McDonald's knows what portions are, and basically people eat everything they have. They go a little overboard on the French fries, but basically people eat up everything they have. They even eat up the French fries, which are far more than they want to take. But all of this is done with unconditional love. The unconditional love just oozes out of everything. And they want to make the French fries and the fried chicken and things like that taste so delicious that they sometimes put in additives to that that help to make it taste delicious that are not beneficial to the human body. Now, these are things that you, as an ideal cook, you, as a cook who is preparing a meal with unconditional love, want to be very careful of. Now, I've told the girls here on campus that I am not too great a meat eater, and I would prefer to have just a small amount. Well, I told them that when we make the chicken, I want the chicken to be skinned. It can come with the skin, they can cook it with the skin, but when you serve it on the table, pull the skin off. Because if you don't, I'm going to have to, and then that makes me get all messy. So while you're cooking, it's much nicer to pull the skin off after it's cooked in there, and then whoever is eating it does not have to eat that, because the skin is not necessarily the best thing in the world for a person's diet. So, unconditional love will allow you to do those things. Now, how many times does your patron, does your person who is eating at your table have to tell you what their choices are? How many times does a person that you are being an unconditionally loving cook for, or chef for, preparing a meal for, how many times do they have to tell you, just a little bit please, and serve me one third portion? Just a third portion, always a third portion. That's my particular desire. And they say, well, I don't know how to do that. I say, okay, you put a full portion on and I'll shove it aside. But you see, I am seeking not to tempt myself by asking for the third portion. And when you put the full portion on, you're tempting me, and sometimes my resistance is low, and that's not good. Now, I should not need to have you help me to have my proper resistance. But if I tell you what my choice is, then your unconditionally loving preparation of it is going to prepare it so that it's always just an ideal plateful. Now, this goes for all parts of the meal, whether it's the salad, or whether it's the soup, or whether it's the main course, or whether it's the hors d'oeuvres or whatever it may be. And then what does an unconditionally loving person do in preparing a meal? Does that unconditionally loving person say that they want to serve wine to you when you're not drinking wine anymore? Or they want to serve beer, or they want to serve anything? They want to serve scotch, or they want to serve different types of liquors to you and you're not drinking them or using them? Well, that's not a very harmonious thing to do, because when you do that, then you are pushing the other person's limits, and you don't ever want to do that. You always want to live so harmoniously and so beautifully and so wonderfully that as the perfect cook, as the perfect chef, preparing a meal with unconditional love, you prepare it with all these things in mind. It amuses me oftentimes here at campus. I will say things to the staff and to the associates here, and then they'll bring it up years later, and I say, hey, I have long since ignored that. I've long since changed and put a new cause in motion. Well, the reason that they did it is that they didn't remember that I put the new cause in motion, but they did remember the old one, and so they thought they were going to be real smart. But if you really are preparing a meal with unconditional love, you do it with all things in mind. If you prepare a table with unconditional love, you prepare it so that all of the things are on the table that are supposed to be. We have a little rule at the monastery that on the Lazy Susan are a set of mid-sized saucers that are used as a secondary plate for people who want to eat some fruit or people who want to do something after or before the main course comes and the main plate. And you say, my gosh, so many plates on the table? Yeah, sure. That's no big deal. It only takes a few moments to take the plates and rinse them off and put them in the dishwasher, and then they're all done. You're using the dishwasher anyhow, you might as well use it for a full load. So we do that, and we do that here at the monastery very thoughtfully, very lovingly, very caringly. And then we have a small dish that's next to everyone's plate where they can put the seed from their apples or fruit that they're eating, and they can put their napkin that has been absorption, the fruit juice or whatever, and they don't have to have it on a plate, and they put their tea bag in there. But the thing is, when all these things are remembered, that is a prepared meal with totally unconditional love. Now, how many people can do that? Well, most people get so wound up with trying to figure out what they're going to make and how they're going to make it, and how they're going to put together the food that they have in their mind and have it turn out halfway decent on the table, that they forget, just relax. Be yourself and relax. We're taking a course right now. It's called the Brain Fitness Program. And the Brain Fitness Program is teaching us how to use our brain in ways that we did when we were a child. When we were a child, we were very alert to all sounds and all types of things. And as we grew older, we became slipshod. We forgot to pay attention to being articulate. We forgot paying attention to articulating our own self in listening, an articulate listener. And this is what the Brain Fitness Program teaches us to do. To be an articulate listener, so that what we once heard as a child, not because our hearing is good or bad, but what we once heard because we listened to it, we can hear once again. We can hear the nuances of life. We can hear the bird twittering in the tree, not because we hear better or because our hearing loss is less, but because we have given it our concentration. We have given it our awareness. We have given it our attention. And because we have been able to focus more on sound, more on what's going on around us, we have been learning to articulate our ability to listen, articulate our ability to hear and see, and most for the benefit of others, we have are learning to articulate our ability to speak so that everyone can understand what we're saying in clear, beautiful ways. Yes? How to prepare a meal with unconditional love? The meal of sharing, the meal of caring. In our world, the day-to-day world, we have allowed ourselves to become careless in our listening, careless in our articulation, careless in our thinking. And in the same way, if we had gone to chef school, and if we had gone to hotel management school, we have